Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditations as I do on this broadcast Sunday through Wednesday. And when we're not on, you can go to any one of our platforms and re-listen to the show. Now, our guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living and direct you to a clear space within. That place that sometimes we forget about in our haste, in our hurry, and in all the things that we do trying to get somewhere. Well, this prayerful meditation is about leading you back to the realization of who you are, allowing you to understand that when we say on this broadcast that you were born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey, Brother Malcolm and I have these prayerful meditations in our works, in the blogs, in our book. I should say books, that lead you to the self, that allows you then to do your bidding from a higher place. So I invite you, all of you that can, to close your eyes very softly and to make sure that you're in a comfortable place where you can listen to this prayerful meditation and realize the beingness that you are. And with your eyes closed very softly, I invite you to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner as I read to you the prayerful meditation taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. End my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. And before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want you to take this thought away from the prayerful meditation. I affirm in this day that I awaken with a knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. And I'll read that last sentence again. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. And now I give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carola, for that wonderful meditation to get us started. I love the meditations. Love the way they're delivered.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm saying all of this in context of enlightenment.
Yes, I know.
The meditations are enlightening to anyone who is seeking to find a way to overcome the pain and suffering in their lives.
Absolutely.
And the way you deliver them is just right on cue. I mean, it's right there for anyone who wants to grasp it for themselves.
Yes.
That's very important.
It's very important. It's very important in this self-discovery. Go ahead.
Yeah, it means you're not just doing them, the meditations, just to be doing them. I mean,
absolutely,
you're doing them to share some information with someone that this information is, believe, can benefit another person.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's very beneficial and very,
very beneficial. Very beneficial. Thank you so much, Sister Carla.
You're quite
great,
welcome.
Great. I like it. I love those. I love it when Sister Carla is doing the meditations. And I said, well, maybe I love it because that's what I am doing, is working within my mind and how to create a powerful mind. And I'm always interested in something that's going to awaken me to know that the absence of clarity in my life means I'm confused. But you don't want to be confused about who you are. And that's what I'm going to focus on today. Because, see, on this podcast, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. It's very clear. Our message is very clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. My latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. This is what I said earlier. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. You need a powerful mind. And you also need clarity to overcome what others have taught you in the past. Here's a great excerpts from the blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It's only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. When we understand, those are great quotations from the blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. When we understand how significant our lives would be better, or I should see, be clear about who we are, if we let go of the past. Because when we have overcome our dependency on others, we're also overcoming our beliefs in the judgments of others, the comparisons of others, and their illusions that they pass on to us. When we recognize that we're not flawed, you look at a little boy, a little girl, they are not flawed. They are not born with flaws. They're born with the consciousness in them, the consciousness of truth that's whole, perfect, and complete. But when you start using your judgments as a teacher of children and believe that you're raising them to be good, law-abiding citizens, great parents, and so forth and so on, what you're actually doing is passing on your beliefs and values to your children. And your memories that you're passing on are coming from your past experience as being a victim in the social construct mindset. Now, we can have memories of things that happen in our lives. Say, for example, you know, if you are a guy and you went to the prom, took your date to the prom, and the things that you tried to do on that date is what you're going to believe as you become a parent, that somebody is going, a guy is going to try to do to your daughter. So you're concerned because now you think you know how guys act with girls, coming from something that you've experienced. Well, see, enlightenment is a different experience. It's something that's outside of the scope of knowledge of everything that we have been taught about others. Then you recognize you're not this person. You're not inadequate because of your race and color or where you were born and where you were raised. These are things that make you flawed and believe that you're flawed. And these are things that can drop your esteem so low that you go beyond the radar of even judgments about how low your self-esteem is. Enlightenment is to clear up all of the misinformation, interpretation that you receive from others. To open up the mind, to remove some of the darkness that's clouding who you are. And the criteria that you have picked up and used to judge yourself from the social construct, life. Talk about judgments. We are victims of judgments. Our own judgments and other people's judgments. And after a while, the judgments get so much, had achieved so much power over us, until now you think you're a victim. Where does it come from? What makes you think that you're not powerful? What makes you think that when you look at a little kid in the inner cities, sitting in a classroom today, and you, the teacher, may be overwhelmed, tired, may have given up after 10 or 15 years of teaching. Don't see the great power in all of your students. What you see are judgments, and that's what you're teaching to. You're teaching based upon your understanding about the people you're teaching. So they're not going to be anything anyway. They don't want to learn. They won't be quiet. All of these things that we hear teachers talk about. And within that person is the consciousness of truth. But their esteem is so low because of the way they have been taught to think by their parents, teachers, society. So when I talk about trusting yourself, there is nothing for them to trust. They don't believe there's, you know, there's anything in them to trust. They would rather trust someone else that they heard about. They want to trust somebody that they heard stories about over and over and over again. All of the great dead people. That's who they want to trust, dead people. All the things that you have heard about all of the dead people that preceded them in the world. I know I'm being candid. It's very direct because people idolize dead people. They really do. I live in a society where people really idolize dead people. I like to spend a lot of time talking about them, trying to understand what did Thomas Jefferson do? What did Alexander Hamilton do? What John Adams and all of these people? How great they were. And then someone asks you about yourself. Now you're comparing yourself. See, in the social construct mind, judgments come from comparisons. Comparisons come from the criteria in the social construct that means the greatest of all time. They like that saying. Yeah. This is the best person that ever did such and such and such. And now your esteem that was once high is dropping. Then it begins to drop rapidly when you get in high school. Now you're just about giving up on yourself. You have accepted the fact that you are a C, D, or F student. That's the way it is. That's all you're going to be. You have no goals, no ambitions. But now you're in the world. Enlightenism and principles of enlightenism say to all of you today that you can raise your esteem to think and live beyond society's judgments about who you are. And change your life so that you know that you're a powerful person. Hold on to that thought, please. I'm going to bring Sister Carolyn back in for a moment, and I'll be right back. But hold on to that thought.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla. You listen to the Powers of the Mind Hour. I'm Brother Malcolm, sharing insights with you today on how to create a powerful mind. A powerful mind to go beyond the judgments of others and let go of your dependency on the past, others in the past, and others in the present directing you to the past. All they talk about is the past. What about great people today? What about the little black boy or girl, little Hispanic, little white boy or girl sitting somewhere in the United States of America in a classroom that has been deemed to be inadequate? What do you see in the person? What do you see? Well, we see the judgments of the social construct. We are judging people based upon the way they look and their environment. Into which class category they fit into, even though we're in denial in this country that we have a caste system. In other words, want a privilege. People are born into privilege. And people are not. Those born into privilege usually stay that way. Those that are not usually stay that way. Didn't matter how much money Elvis Presley had, how great a singer he was, for those who had the power, he was just poor white man. And that's the way he was treated by those that had power. And then he learned how to accept that definition because he'd heard it all his life. I'm just using him as an example. And when we recognize how we destroy our children with our own illusions that we're passing on. They're not like lions, hyenas, gazelle, wildebeest, or all of these animals that we see on an animal show. They're greater than that. The children have the capacity to think, to change things, to improve their lives, not to stay fixed in a way of life like a lion, a hyena, or other animals. We're not animals, and we're not flawed. And when we let go of the past, then we must discover something in the present. And what we discover in the present is a new way to think and live. When we stop relying on the past and the judgments of the past about who we are, then you compare. Once the judgments come in, you start comparing yourself to everybody else. So someone in East Oakland, be an A student, you comparing yourself when you get to Cal Berkeley. If you get to Cal Berkeley, now you're comparing yourself with the people from Marin County, San Mateo County, and there in Southern California, you get into Beverly Hills and all of those places, West LA. Now you're comparing yourself with others. Why? What happens to cause someone to believe that they are not powerful anywhere they go? Judgments from society. And that when you rely on those judgments to define you, then you are no longer thinking of yourself as a powerful person. You are now someone with low self-esteem, whether you recognize it or not. Your low self-esteem can come from being just black and then your conversations and your history becomes about the way black people have been treated. You absorb all of that information of the past, and you cannot be creative and free in the present. I know this is difficult because you're hearing it from your dependency on the past. And when you hear things based upon the social construct mindset of the past, what I am saying seems impossible. And it is in the mindset that you're in. It is impossible. But it's not something that you can do. You can change the impossible to possible and to actuality. And that's what we're doing with enlightenment. That which seems impossible to the victim in the social construct mindset becomes in self-discovery. And it becomes actual in practice as you move through self-discovery. So I'm going to leave you today on the broadcast with my favorite four principles of the Enlightenism philosophy. Then I'll bring Sister Carolyn in to close us out. One, acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Accountability for yourself. I acknowledge my beliefs and values created the conditions in my mind, in my life. Awareness of yourself. I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. The acknowledgement that you have a powerful mind. Four, I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. Now you're into the process of discovering a new way to think and live. Things that have been unknown to you all of your life. That is called enlightenism and the consciousness of truth. Thank all of you for tuning in. Here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. Have a great day. We'll be back on the radio with you tomorrow at 12 p.m.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Beyond the sky.